Yeah, the first year we was married, we raised potatoes of both kinds, and we raised syrup cane, made syrup, sorghum syrup, and it was real delicious. And we had that to eat, and we had a hog, we killed it, and we had green beans, we had okra, we had anything imaginable in the garden, and we had plenty to eat, and I canned various and different things like that. He worked one fall of year, he worked in the peach orchard, and we got all the peaches we could can. Mm-hmm. I canned about over 500 quarts stuff that year.
Y'all made the syrup here? Y'all made it yourself?
Yeah, we didn't make it, but the man that lived not too far from us made it.
Do you know how he made it?
The mules, you hooked your mules up to this grinder, and they went around and around, and you poked that syrup cane in there, and that mules just kept going around and around, and that wheel was turning. Mm-hmm. It was grinding that up and making juice out of it, and they had this great long syrup cane hickey, you know, it was pan, great long pan. It had dividers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd fill that pan full of that juice, and as it would start cooking, he'd begin to move it. And that was most enjoyable. Three of all the young people would gather up for the night to watch him make syrup cane. And it was real fun to us. And he had what they called a skimming hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain the skimming hole to you. He'd dip that foam off of the syrup, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he had a hole dug, and he'd take his big old spoon that he had, dipper that he had, and he'd throw it into that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd know if some of the people are coming out from town, and they didn't understand the syrup mill like we did. Mm-hmm. And so we'd pull a trick on them. We'd cover that up with some of the shavings, you know, mm-hmm. some of the canes, and it looked just like the ground, and they'd walk and they'd fall in it. And we'd just laugh at them. We had fun, you know. They didn't get mad, they'd get up and laugh too.
So y'all were mean too.
Yes, we were mean too.
Is there any other memories like that, you know, that you have? Anything else y'all made that was strange?
No.
Did y'all have to eat cornbread a lot?
We did eat, yeah, we eat cornbread and milk for supper. That was our main meal if the preacher come. My mother always kept the preachers, you know, during their revival.
Uh-huh.
They'd send the preachers to our house. And they'd spend a week, sometimes 2 weeks or three,
mm-hmm.
with us. But it didn't make no difference. It'd been president. My mother set cornbread and milk for supper. But now she had vegetables, and she'd fix up a nice table. And she had vegetables and everything for dinner. But when supper time comes, We called it supper time. They call it dinner now,
mm-hmm.
but we called it supper back then. And my mother never cooked anything but cornbread and milk. She said you wouldn't sleep good with all them vegetables and things
mm-hmm.
that way.
So really, lunch was your main
thing? Lunch was our main thing. And we had, for breakfast, we'd have this good old homemade sorghum, big old biscuits. My mother made homemade biscuits. She'd have big old homemade biscuits, and we could butter them and eat that. And we'd have some ham, gravy. But now, we couldn't eat our eggs. We didn't eat eggs
mm-hmm.
because we had to save them to send to town to buy sugar and coffee and different things like that. And we had chickens, you know. And on Sundays, my mother would kill as many as 3 chickens and fry them. Because we always had a big crowd on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't really, whenever you went to the store, you didn't really use money. You just traded what you had.
Traded what we had, uh-huh.
So when did y'all start using money? Was it?
Well, we started using money after we got married, two or three years after we got married. The peddler used to come by our house, and I would save my eggs and my butter, and the peddler would buy butter and eggs from me, and I would get a enough material. A lot of times when I got all the groceries that I wanted from the peddler, well, if I had a little extra left over, he had material on there to make dresses out of. Mm-hmm. And he'd have the prettiest colors, and they'd have tablecloths and different things like that. We had oil tablecloths, you know, mm-hmm. these checkety kind. I would get me a tablecloth for about 20 cents to go on my table, new tablecloth, and oh, that would tickle me.
Mm-hmm.
But what was so strange now, you can tell this, and it's unbelievable. I would get 3 yards of material, and 3 yards of material would make me a dress. And I would give 5 cents a yard for it. I'd get me enough material for 15 cents and a spool of thread for a nickel. Mm. And so that's how much my dresses cost. And they were beautiful because we could make them. We sewed ourselves, and our mother-in-law sewed.
Mm.
And she'd help me. And they were beautiful dresses.
So most of your clothes when you were growing up and when you first got married were homemade?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's everyday dresses. This was Sunday dresses. I wore them to church because they were nice, and it was nice material.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this day and time, you would give, I just imagine, about $3 to $4 a yard for the same material that I bought for
five cents.
Yeah. Yeah, we kept our milk in the spring and in gallon jugs, and it was delicious.
Were they glass jugs?
Mm-hmm, glass jugs.
You just laid them out in there and it was...
Set them down in a spring, and we had a box built,
mm-hmm.
and we'd set them down in this box, and this spring water run in it all day long, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Presents did y'all get for Christmas from Santa Claus?
We always hung our little stockings up. We had stockings back those days instead of socks. We hung our little stockings up on the mantle, and we'd go to bed early, and next morning we'd get up, and in our stockings we would have an orange. I'd have two oranges and two apples and a banana and a little bit of candy and some nuts, and that every one of us got the same thing. Well, we would run to Grandma's house the first thing. I carried one of my oranges and one of my apples, and I'd give one to Grandpa and one to Grandma, and my brother would do the same. And the one I give an apple to, he'd give an orange to. And we shared our Christmas, and that's all we ever got for Christmas. But when I was about 7 years old, I got a little stove, wood stove, about 5 or 6 inches tall. But its little doors would open, and little eyes on the stove would come off. And I was so thrilled over that Santa Claus thought enough for me to bring me that. And he'd always bring me a little China doll. It'd be about 4 or 5 inches tall. And before the day was gone, my brother would have it broke. And he had a cap pistol. So he would let me play with it. When I'd cry, he'd let me play with the cat pistol. And so that's the only fun we ever had. And for Easter, it wasn't Easter like we have today. We didn't have anything to dress up in and go. So what we did was boil eggs and dye, and in the community we'd all get together and hide eggs and have a lot of fun. And then we'd eat our eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good.
Well, what about your birthdays? Did you have a birthday present you got?
No. We never had any presents.
Did that make you a cake? Or
yeah, my mother would make a cake. But we didn't get any presents.
Okay.